You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Well, if you're looking for a little inspiration for a positive start to the new year, my next guest is just the person for that. His name is Rick Ornelas, and you might remember I spoke to him a couple of times last year about his worldwide initiative, which is called I Spark Change. So I'm delighted to have him on the line now from Texas. A very early start for Rick to give us an update on what he's been up to. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jackie. It's great to be on Spirit Radio again and great to get to share with your listeners.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. And just give a recap in case maybe listeners didn't hear you last time you were on about iSpark Change and what it's about.
So iSpark Change, our big mission at iSpark Change is to empower others to elevate their social impact and spread positive change around the world. We want to really empower humanity to know that they can make a difference in the world because, you know, we're all just one small individual in this, you know, great big world of almost 8 billion people. And sometimes people feel like they, you know, that their actions don't have an impact, that you know, they can't change the world or make it better. And we've had some tough times in the past couple of years. And with iSpark Change, what we really want to do is we really want to show everyone from the individual to the large business organization that they can make a difference. And anything they do will affect others and have a ripple effect that goes much farther and spreads positive change.
Absolutely. And you launched last year. Tell us how it's grown and what impact have you seen so far?
Well, it's been a roller coaster, you know, to use the old cliche. It's been a roller coaster, Jackie. There's been so many ups and downs in growing iSpark Change, and it's been, you know, we had our year anniversary, and it was actually in November. We had done like a soft launch at the end of 2020, but really, you know, went full force when I had first spoken to you last February, you know, really early in 2021, and we've evolved. You know, we added the, initially we were about spreading positive change and that's always a component of iSpark Change and it always will be. And we added the social impact component, because what we noticed is that we were having a lot of traction with our efforts, online through social media, and our social media was growing. But where it really started to take off is when we added that social impact and making it, you know, not just about individuals, but, you know, telling organizations and businesses and showing them that they can make a difference and tweaking some of our messaging about it being more impactful. You know, that it's not just about positivity, because it's great to think positive every day and share that, but that it's important to make it impactful and, you know, really stressing that. You know what I was saying just a minute ago, that every action is impactful, and that's where it started to grow. And as I said, our community, I mean, we're in the tens of thousands now. When I first started with you, we were probably in the hundreds, or,
yeah,
you know, maybe just a thousand. We're in the tens of thousands now in our community, and we're really gained a lot of support.
That's fantastic.
Online and in our group.
That's fantastic. And on your website, you have a feature called Social Impact Heroes. I've seen it on Instagram. Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about that? What is Social Impact Heroes? What are they?
Yeah, that is something that, you know, we have. And since you mentioned the website, that's something that I forgot to mention, is that we launched, it took a long time to get this new website up and running and to really launch to capture everything that iSpark Change was all about. And a big component is the social impact hero, because there's lots of people out there that are people like you and me, right? They're making a difference in the world, whether it's, you know, in something they do or how they're helping others. And these impacts, you know, some may seem big. I mean, you reach a lot of people, you know, on your program, Jackie. You know, I don't know, not sure the numbers, but I know it's big, right? And someone may say, oh, well, you know, Jackie can impact a lot of people because she's, you know, she's on the radio, but, you know, I'm, you know, in my community, you know, in my church, maybe I can impact people, but not beyond that, right? And this shows that everyday people, anyone can really impact others because there's someone that, you know, they have a purpose in what they do. Mm-hmm. They're engaging others. You know, that message has that ripple effect, and that they're open to making the world a better place. And that's what a hero is all about. Yeah. And what we do is we, you know, when we find these heroes, there's a couple different things. You know, we'll spotlight them on our social media. So on our Instagram, we'll spotlight. Each week we have a social impact spotlight. And then for those that really want to capture what they're doing, capture their work, we'll have a docu-series, a short, you know, 5-10 minute docu-series made about their work, showing what they're doing and their story, and telling their story, because the story is what really helps people to connect to them and resonates with others. It helps them relate.
Yeah, and a good story is always inspiring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love your imagery. I love your imagery, Rick, of a ripple. You've mentioned it a couple of times now, and you've mentioned it in the past, just how, you know, the ripple effect of things. And you think about, like, you know, some people do kind of think, oh, I'm in this small little corner of the world. What can I do? How can I have an impact? But, like, even a kind word that you speak to somebody can have a ripple effect that you'll just never know how that'll be impactful in someone's life. And I know you've got another aspect to the project that I want to touch on before we wrap up, about Level Up Your Life Challenge. And I believe you have a new one starting very soon. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, and thank you for asking, because it's so timely right now at the beginning of the year, where people are thinking about resolutions and their goals for 2022, yeah, and wanting to make it better than you know, last year, and certainly better than 2020. And Level Up Your Life, it's a 3-day challenge that I put together with another colleague of mine, Julie Bloom, who's out of Toronto, and she's a gratitude and mindset expert, and you know, with my background in coaching and in human behavior, what we're doing in this 3-day challenge is we're helping people to really unlock the secrets to happiness so they can level up, so they can have their best year ever in 2022. Because a lot of people we've spoken with in the past year, you know, they've really been stressed and anxious, and you know, they're trying to move past the pandemic, but it keeps coming back, right?
The reminders, the gift that keeps on giving. It's like a boomerang.
yeah, it keeps returning. And so they're having trouble adjusting to this new normal, right? Mm-hmm. What is this new normal? And then, you know, there's still issues like the, you know, limited social interaction and these burdens. And so what we want to show them in 3 days, and it's just a 3-day program. We have 3 sessions that will be live and recorded for, you know, 45 minutes each day, where we have, you know, everybody in a group and talking about, you know, those secrets to how to feel joy and how to navigate through these obstacles and really have the, you know, your best year ever. And it starts Monday the 10th, next Monday. And so, you know, we've got a lot of people that have already joined, and we'd love to have, you know, some of your listeners and some people from other parts of the world. In the past, we had it. We had people from, I know we had someone from Scotland and Peru and wow, different places.
And that's great.
So we'd love to have people join us.
And how can people get involved and get more information to sign up on the course?
So for the Level Up Your Life Challenge, they just go to levelupchallenge.net.
Okay.
Very simple, levelupchallenge.net. Also, if they go to our Instagram, which is iSparkChange, and that's where we are on all social media, honestly, but Instagram would be the best place. They'll see a link there in our bio on Instagram, and that'll take them directly to levelupchallenge.net, and then they can register and they can see some videos. You know, there's some videos and some content that talks about, you know, more about what Level Up Challenge is all about, and that'll be on the Instagram page.
Excellent. Rick, you know, I thank you so much for getting up so early and where you're at to talk to us today. Really appreciate it. And I'm glad to hear it's going well. And I hope it goes from strength to strength this year for you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jackie. It's a pleasure. Like I said, when I first came on, it's a pleasure to speak to you and to your listeners. And, you know, and just thank God for this blessing of, you know, our relationship, so I can, you know, share and impact more people. So thank you.
God bless. That's so good. That's so lovely. Thanks so much to Rick Ornelas, iSpark Change. You can go to the Instagram page. They've got a very active Instagram page, iSpark Change, and that'll lead you to the levelupchallenge.net. It kicks off this Monday, January the 10th. It's going to be virtual training. Absolutely fantastic. Check it out, guys. And here's to a great new year and sparking change in the lives of the people that we love and care about.